Welcome to Future of Journalism, a podcast from the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism. I'm Gretel Kahn, one of the members of the Institute's editorial team. This is the second episode of our new series on audio and AI, where, in five episodes, we'll explore how different broadcasters are using AI in novel ways. In this episode, we're taking you to April 27, 2023. For 13 hours that day, Couleur 3, a radio station from Swiss public broadcaster Radio-Télévision Suisse, was taken over by AI. The programs were hosted by the AI clone voices of the real hosts. Those voices read scripts created by Gen AI and played music from playlists curated by AI algorithms. The news bulletins were real, and the station regularly told listeners they were hearing AI content, all while asking for their feedback. Joining us today to talk about this experiment is Antoine Multan. He's the head of Radio-Télévision Suisse Couleur 3 station. Hi, Antoine. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So what did April 27, 2023 sound like at Couleur 3?
So it was like a normal day on Couleur 3. We had all the same emission. We had all the same shows. We had all the same people speaking. The only thing that was a bit strange, it was that these people speaking were not speaking the same way, exactly the same way. It was a bit strange when you know the radio, when you heard it before. You knew there was something strange, but not so really, because the voice was the same, the content was the same, but something was strange. We didn't say a lot at that time on that day. We waited a little bit to see how the audience reacted. And then we announced it at 12 at noon. We said, okay, we're doing an experiment. Every voice here was cloned and every text was generated by AI. So we had then a lot of reaction from our audience that said, oh, wow, that was strange. That bring the human back, bring everything back, because it's really strange. But many said as well, wow, that's really impressive what we can do now. And now I'm asking myself a lot of questions. And so we went on for the whole day talking with our community and experimenting the AI on radio with the voice cloned, and the music as well was generated by AI, or partially generated by AI sometimes. So we had the three steps, the clone, the texts generated by AI, and the music.
How did you and your team prepare for this experiment?
We had three months of work. The first 2 months were to understand these technologies, to use them, to try them. And the last month was to make sure everything will be working. So we had to generate and generate again the texts. We had to learn the AI, how this specific person speaks, how this one speaks, and then make them work together in a discussion. And then we had to learn them how is the tone of our radio, when they speak, how long they speak. So we had a lot of job constructing the whole program. In fact, learning the AI, what is Couleur 3, what is our radio station, so they can imitate our style. And we are radio basically based on music and comedy. So they had to do comedy, they had to know some things about music. And most of all, we were really scared that they would put fake news on air. So we had a step, nothing that was played on air wasn't read by a human before. So we checked everything to be sure that there was no fake info on air.
What did this all sound like? I thought surely it was going to be obvious to a listener that everything was slightly off, robotic, AI-generated. That is, until I had a listen.
Et c'est parti pour les infos de 7h qui vont certainement nous rappeler à quel point le monde va mal en ce moment.
C'est vrai, c'est pas tout faux, ça fait un moment qu'on n'a pas entendu parler d'un truc...
Those are the voices of the AI-generated host reading an AI-generated script. Couleur 3 cloned the voices of the real hosts via a company that usually works on Hollywood films. Then those voices were able to say whatever the AI-generated script wanted them to. Take a listen.
Vous êtes sur Couleur 3, c'est Virginie qui vous parle. Je dois vous avouer que ma voix et mes textes ont été générés par une IA. Vous en dites quoi ?
Vous êtes sur Couleur 3, c'est Virginie qui vous parle. Je dois vous avouer que ma voix et mes textes ont été générés par une IA. Vous en dites quoi ?
Vous êtes sur Couleur 3, c'est Virginie qui vous parle. Je dois vous avouer que ma voix et mes textes ont été générés par une IA. Vous en dites quoi ?
So, what did audiences think of this experiment after all? I asked Antoine the same question.
Why did we did this whole thing? We did it to create a discussion. It started with a discussion in our newsroom, and we said, okay, we scaled with AI coming. Will we lose our job to AI? Will we be beaten by AI to be better for creating music, creating comedy, and everything that we do? We had a lot of discussion, like in, I think, any job on the planet, you can ask this question. And at Couleur 3, we're not a news radio, so we wouldn't invite a lot of experts to discuss the topic. We are a creative radio, and we say, okay, let's try it. So let's try to see what the machine can do, and let's see what the machine cannot do as well. And that's why we tried it, and we wanted to have this as the starting point of a discussion with our audience to understand how it feels like to listen to a radio that is made by a computer. And it was really great because it brought a lot of discussion and it brought a lot of energy to our team, because the audience said, okay, what I'm looking for in my radio is a companion, is a human, is good music and human that makes me laugh, makes me happy during my job, that makes me happy during a traffic jam, I don't know. But I need a human when I'm alone. And we were so happy to have that as a main feedback from the audience, because that's our only job, to bring company to people working or driving or anything.
Looking back at the experiment, would you say that you were successful? Did you achieve all the goals that you wanted to achieve with the experiment?
Yeah, it opened the discussion, and that's the main point. And that I think that what we should do all the time when we fear something, like when you're a child and you fear what's under your bed, you have to check once. You don't stay in the bed and fear, just check. And then you know if there is something scary under the bed. I think it's the same for technology, because every new technology, like when the smartphone came out, everybody was scared because we said, okay, it will change. We will be connected all the time. It will be awful. And now everybody has it and nobody fears it, and almost nobody. And I think AI is the new thing, and we have to know how to use it. And I spoke to a lot of people working in media companies, and they say, okay, we have to block AI, but we'll never block AI. Some other companies not coming from the medias are using it more faster than we do. And if we just say, okay, we'll never be using AI, there will be the new news company and the new media company, and we will be dead. So I think we have to still be interested, still try to understand the possibilities and try to innovate with these technologies and keep the trust with our audience. That's the main thing. When we use AI, we say it. When we use AI for back office, that's okay. But when we use AI for front office, for new, for translation, for any task that the audience can listen to, we have to say it was made with the help of AI. And I think since we're transparent on what we're doing, there is not a big deal with that, and it can help us do better radio, better media, and we can go on. But we have this contract with our audience, and we have to respect that.
Thank you so much for joining us, Antoine.
It was my pleasure. Thank you to you.
Our guest today was Antoine Moulton. He's the head of Radio Télévision Suisse, Couleur 3 station. Join us next time, where we will be taking you to Mexico to meet Latin America's first AI-generated news presenter. Make sure to follow our podcast channel on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you don't miss the next episode. And if you don't want to miss any news from the Institute, subscribe to our weekly newsletter by clicking the link on our X bio or on our homepage. Thank you for listening to Future of Journalism, a podcast from the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism. I'm Gretel Kahn.
We'll be back soon.